Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We host this radio show with a great friend of ours. His name is always George Madu. Now, the way this whole thing got started, there was a gal, still is, her name is Doris Wood. Doris started the MLMIA. It stands for the Multi-Level Marketing International Association, and she had that for several decades. Because things change sometimes, they change the name to the Social Networking Association, which we call the SNA. And Doris, who I have a huge level of respect for and always have, said to me one day, "Are you doing a radio show with George Madu?" And I said, "No, Doris." And I knew that George Madu owns the networkmarketingmagazine.com. And I know George Madu is a really great guy because his reputation preceded himself. And I knew that George had done a couple of guest radio show spots with us. So I just said, "No, I mean, George is doing his own thing. He's a really good guy." And she said, "Well, you should." So I said, "Okay," because I really like Doris Wood. And Doris Wood never do anything that would be not in my best interest. And George is a really good guy. And I said, "We should know George anyway and give him the publicity that he needs because he's a good guy and he's doing the right things in home-based businesses." What I didn't know specifically, but what I guessed generically, is that he was really well connected with a whole bunch of really great people. And he is so well connected, he actually gets people that I talk to on a regular basis, nudge, nudge, who I asked to be on our radio show, nudge, nudge, several times. He gets those people that I can't, even though they're really close personal friends. So George Madu, a replay of one of my most favorite people in the whole entire world, and I'll let you do the introduction, but thanks for being here.
You're such a sore loser, Peter.
I am.
Really? Well, you're absolutely right. Our mutual friend has such a great story. Great story. Her name is Sandy Cohn, and her story, amongst so many other great stories, when you hear people talk about going from rags to riches, Sandy is going to tell a twist to that story. So, Sandy, are you there?
I sure am. And I love Peter's introduction about like-minded people gravitating to each other. And I consider Peter a friend, literally. I got to tell you, Peter, I think since I got into the industry 27 years ago. So we go way, 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 way back.
And we do. It's been a while.
Peter. And if you're connected to Peter, you got to be special because he offers things, quite honestly, that nobody else does. And George, the same. So thank you for inviting me. Just love to be with people I really like.
Well, that's awesome. I'm so happy that you are here. So one of the things that I love about this industry are the special people like you, Sandy, and your story. And so it's just fascinating, exciting, and maybe not so exciting during the process, but tell us your rags to riches story.
You know, it's interesting, George. You talk about people being special that have stories to tell. We're not really special. We just work harder than most other people are willing to do. And, you know, it's interesting that, you know, when I got into network marketing, it was not something that I even wanted to do. I mean, most people don't wake up one day and say, "Oh, I think I'm going to be a network marketer." It's life. It's circumstances. It's like M. Scott Peck says in his book, The Road Less Traveled, the first three words in the chapter. And the first chapter is life is difficult. But sometimes we don't know that until we get hit on the head with serious change. And that's what happened for us. So without divulging my age, because we never ask a woman their age or their weight, so we're not going to go down that road. But anyway, 1986, my husband and I, childhood sweethearts, we met when I was 15 years old, braces and all, have been together forever. I honestly don't have a memory of Ed not being in my life, which I think is one of my success secrets, having a man that adores you and leaves you alone and lets you do what you want to do. But anyway, we both graduated Temple University, Ed with a degree in pharmacy and me with a degree in education. And back in the days of integration, back in the early 60s, I volunteered to be the first white female in an all-black school. And Ed thought I lost my mind. And I said, no, I'm going to make a difference in the world. And really loved that experience. Tough as it was, loved the experience. But as hard as it was, and we have to give our immense gratitude for all the teachers out there, because they work so hard and are so underpaid. But anyway, started to do businesses, because Ed at this point had already, I think he was opening his fourth or fifth pharmacy. And I used to go in periodically to help. And long story short, all of a sudden, I was in the medical and surgical supply business, helping a patient get services and supplies that nobody else would get her, because they would not accept assignment for her insurance payer, which at that time was Medicare. And she was my first patient, 1978, and within 3 years, I had a multi-million dollar business servicing Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. My specialty was actually pediatrics, helping families with children with special needs, worked with Senator Hines on the Committee for Aging, got state laws changed for children with special needs. So really loved what I did. But when you talk about traditional business compared to network marketing, oh my goodness. So we're talking about, you know, forget the 30 years of migraines from the stress, because every time the phone rang, obviously somebody was sick or dying or a baby near drowning, cancer, whatever. But the point is 36 employees, $500,000 in inventory, $1 million in receivables. We worked that business literally probably 30 hours a day, 8 days a week, but it afforded us the dream lifestyle. And even when we used to go to the summers in the south of France, Monte Carlo, my favorite place in the whole world, we'd spend every morning on the phone, long distance, making sure that oxygen got delivered. It was before the days of cell phones. It was beepers in those days. But we had an amazing lifestyle. We're talking about a 10,000 square foot home, a Rolls Royce, a stretch limo, an English houseman, a cook from Grand Cayman. I mean, at the age of 40, thinking, wow, I'm living my dream. Never thought it would go away and change to a nightmare. So ask me, George, what happened?
So Sandy, what happened?
So we decided to sell the business in 1986 to a group of private investors who bought the business. We were supposed to stay on with a creative buyout with percentage of profits and growth and all of that. The day they took over, the nightmare, a reality. And within 7 months, they defaulted. They did not pay us. They stole $1 million of our receivables. And so began litigation. If you know anything about litigation, total nightmare. And, you know, it's interesting. Most people have never been in litigation on this level, but we had the best litigator in Philadelphia, and he had this beautiful townhouse in Center City. And on his lower level, he had what he called a war room, where we met with all his partners, the paralegals, to determine strategy. And he looked at me and said, Sandy, are you sure you want to move forward? It could cost you your marriage. It could cost you your health. And even if you win, there's no guarantee you're going to get paid. And then he said this, George. He said, no one ever said the law was fair. I didn't hear any of that. All I knew was I saw blood. We're going to get these guys. And, of course, they hadn't gone out of business yet. So about 8 or 9 months into the litigation, of course, you know, they're out of business. And I remember sitting in the last pharmacy before CVS took it over. And it was a miserable winter day. I mean, you know, sleet, cold. I had a space heater at my feet, a muffler around my neck, and I'm sitting there crying. And I turned to my husband and I said, I'm done. He said, what do you mean you're done? I said, I'm leaving. He said, what do you mean you're leaving? I said, I can't take it, Eddie. We're losing everything. I want to go west. I want to go where the sun shines every day. And we moved to Arizona. So the lesson here is that out of crisis comes change. And if Dr. M. Scott Peck is correct in his book, first three words in the book, life is difficult. When you get an obstacle, what do you do? And this was the whole premise of his book. Do you just stop and freeze, or you say, heck no, this is not the way it's supposed to be, and we're going to try something different. So we move west to Arizona, and there's a piece in between that I don't even talk about, because for a period of 3 years, we were living in California running a very high-tech voice activation product that was early voice recognition. But found out by working for somebody else, I'd never do that again. I was in the office before him. I was there after he left, and he's buying the new houses in California. And I am selling a product that, quite honestly, we find out that does not work. And the software was not where he said it was going to be. Anyway, we moved west to Arizona, little apartment, sharing a 9-year-old car with no air conditioning. And we're talking about Arizona when it's 110 in the shade, no air conditioning, with roll-up windows, and if you rolled them down, you had to pull it back up. And, of course, it got worse before it got better. But when I moved to Arizona, somebody that was on my sales team at that crazy company I worked for 3 years gave me the name on a yellow 3x5 card. And he said, when you move to Arizona, call this lady, really neat, you'll love her, same last name, ironically enough. And I did call her. We had lunch, and she said to me, so what are you going to do? And I sat there crying. I said, I have no idea. Because now my mother took sick with breast cancer and Alzheimer's, and we brought her from Florida to Arizona to live with us to be her caregiver during this multimillion-dollar lawsuit. And so I said to her, well, so what do you do? And she said, well, I'm really successful in real estate, but I'm really doing network marketing to give me time freedom. I'm already making money, but I want to replace it. Have you ever tried it? And I said, oh, my God, don't even go there, because I promised Ed maybe 5 years prior, when I convinced him to buy $8,000 worth of water filters that we put in the five pharmacies that we could not sell, and he had to call Goodwill to take them away. And he waved his finger at me, George, and he said, don't you ever mention network marketing again. It does not work. And I said to her, I can't even bring this up. You're doing network marketing? No way. Because I really believe that people did network marketing that maybe didn't have a good job or a good education, you know, ding dong, Avon calling, you had to go knocking on doors. I really didn't understand, because my experience with the water filters, with people coming in the store every day, we couldn't sell them. And then she said these magic words, what are your options? Sure as heck not going back to teaching school. I would never get out of debt. Mm-hmm. And then she said these words, if you're willing to help, you might get your life back. That made sense. So I borrowed money. I think it was at the time $300, because I couldn't tell Ed what I was going to do. And I promised the person that lent me the money that I'd pay them back within 60 days. And, of course, I did it within 30. And that began our journey in the profession of network marketing. And you weren't around with your magazine then, George. So it was like nobody's there to train or teach. So those first 3 years, believe it or not, I was in 11 companies in 3 years.
Wow.
And
wow.
And Ed kept saying, you got to stop this nonsense, because in those days, if anyone listening old enough to remember when long distance was 25 cents a minute, and you had to mail packages, you know, info packages that were about $8 a pack, and you had to drive to the post office, and it was $3 a pack. So we were spending like, I don't know, $30 a day just to mail info packs. That, of course, most people, did you get it? Didn't you get it? You had to start the chasing game. And I said to Ed, I see people who literally can't walk and chew gum at the same time, making what I refer to as, you know, anybody that's making 20, 50, 100 grand a month. Come on. Legally, what are they doing? And I said, just leave me alone. I'm going to figure it out. And then I started chasing mentorship. I started to make friends with people who had what I wanted. And you'd be surprised, for those of you in the profession, reach out to those successful people. Because I was just on the phone with a gentleman who asked my advice. He couldn't believe I was telling him what to do, what sources, and I have no financial gain to do that. But that's what I was looking for. I was looking for mentors that would share the struggles they went through and how did they get better by obviously doing more of failing to be able to figure out what the right things were to do. But in the last, I guess it's now 23 years, I've only been with two companies in 23 years and not only made millions, but most importantly, helped over 40 people also make over $1 million. But more important than that, with thousands and thousands of people who made $500 a month, $1,000 a month, which the honest truth is that's, you know, life-changing for most families. So our story is a little different. You know, we didn't go from rags to riches. We had it all, lost it all, and in a period of me about 5 years of persistent C-A-N-I, constant and never-ending improvement on myself, and seeking mentors who were open to sharing with me, like the stuff that Peter does, the stuff that you do, George, with all the training that you provide, for one reason only, to help people get better at what they do by having mentorship. I mean, you both do calls all the time. I mean, Peter, I don't know where he finds his 30 hours in the day to do everything that he does for the profession. And the same with you, George. But you both have a service that if people plug in, they win. They win, which is the whole profession wins in the end. So that's our little, you know, I guess Reader's Digest version of what we've done in the past. And looking forward to a very bright, bright future in spite of the pandemic. I mean, Peter, you're an internet guy. You know that home-based businesses searches are up like crazy on my best friend, Mrs. Google. I mean, she knows everything. But the challenge is more and more cockroaches are coming out of the woodwork. I mean, it is criminal, almost criminal, to see what's happening with some of the newer companies. And who's heading them up? You would never want to do business with these people. Yet people blindly jump in. And that's one of my pet peeves. You know, that people really don't do their homework. They don't read their policies and procedures. And the list goes on. So I hope I'm serving the listeners to knowing that just the tax advantages of a home-based business, people should be begging us to join. And, of course,
right.
We're all best friends
right.
with Sandy Botkin. And nobody talks enough about how people can who have a job, if they still have a job, can keep more of what they make. They don't have to give so much to the government or legally if they have a real part-time home-based business that they work and document 7 to 10 hours a week. Who wouldn't want to keep more, you know, $200 to $500 extra a month without giving it to the government? All legal.
That's right. That's right. Well, we're going to just take a quick break, and when we come back, I got a couple more questions for you. How's that?
I'm ready.
So back to you, Peter.
We will be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with George Madu and Sandy Cohen. And Sandy has such a great message. You want to hear this again and share with your friends. We put up a special website for George Madu. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/TNMM, standing for the Network Marketing Magazine, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. And we have a guest spot for Sandy Cohen. And Sandy is with an I. So if you go to the guest spots and you go to Sandy Cohen, you'll be able to see her guest spot right there as well. So you'll be able to share this really interesting story with Sandy. So, Sandy, thanks for being here. George, back to you.
Thanks, Peter. So, you know, that's, first of all, is a business of stories. And your story is just absolutely incredible. And you, I know, have a lot more stories. And that's what people relate to. You know, this riches to rags to riches story is just so unusual in this industry. But it's meaningful. It's powerful. So what I wanted to ask you is, with the 27% of success system, our training system, we not only train on all of the basics in business building. I'm not talking about, our job is not, you know, teaching about somebody's vitamins or makeup, or our job is, as a result of what's going on with the coronavirus and people that were not in the looking zone back 6 months ago, 7 months ago, are now absolutely in the looking zone. But what I find, and what I talk to leaders and individuals, is the fact that, you know, people have not been like the three of us, entrepreneurs, for so long. A lot of the people that are coming into the industry are coming in from the standpoint of being an employee and not a business person. So we teach them the building blocks on the business side. And there's a fear factor there. And so I know that you are a coddler and a cuddler, and you understand those people that are coming in, and there is a fear factor in there. And then there's, how do I do it? What is it that we need to do? Yeah, I mean, I'm blessed by having you, you know, endorse the 27% of success system. But part of what we end up doing is we add to it those technology items that help a person in prospecting, in communication, in follow-up. So what do you have to say about that?
You know, you hit it on the head. You know, people sometimes complicate things that's unfamiliar. And it's natural when you start in any new profession, there's a learning curve. If you want to be a hairdresser, you want to be a teacher, it doesn't matter. There is a learning curve. But the fundamentals, the basics of what we do in network marketing will help anyone in any career. And, of course, there's always the fear of the unknown. And that's how I was. So I can relate to this. You know, what do you say? You know, when you open your mouth, are you you know, vomiting on people with what you've got to offer because you're so successful. And I've said this for over 25 years. Your skill level is directly proportionate to your success. So with your 27% success system, the better people get at the basics, the fundamentals, then they can grow from there. And it's all about, I do a call every Monday night, and I call it CNC, Connections and Conversations. I don't care what business you choose in the profession of network marketing. The only way to build a team is to do what? Conversations. And texting
right.
today is conversations. So, but what do you say as an icebreaker? Tom Schreider, you know, Big Al always says it's the icebreaker. What do you say initially? Because you, what do you have, 3 seconds to make a first impression? And I would love to see in the 27% success system teaching people how to have an elevator speech, because it is the most important thing to do, but it's rarely taught. And it's all about being, there used to be a TV show called Columbo. Do you remember the dirty raincoat and the cigar and the happy hat?
Yeah.
How did he solve murders? He asked questions. No matter what they answered, oh, really? Well, tell me more about that and tell me more about that. When you get good at that skill as you're courting a potential partner or a potential customer, your numbers will go through the roof. So basics and fundamentals are key, and that's upon which you grow from that foundation. Does that make sense?
And oh, absolutely.
Of course, I mean, if you think about it, when we got started in network marketing, our big tech piece of technology was fax on demand. If anybody's old enough to remember the thermal paper where the ink, like magic, disappeared after about 10 days. That's what we had to build a business with. Compared to today, 2020, iPhones, Zoom, international calling for a flat rate, WhatsApp free. I mean, people are not successful in network marketing today. And I'm talking about if they choose right, which is not easy. Most people will not choose well. But if they choose well, if they can fog a mirror, they can have success. And then their skills will determine what success they will have. Because for some people, $500 is all they want or need, just to buy the baby new shoes and maybe make a car payment. But for some others who are unhappy at what they, I mean, think about it. People work a J-O-B with no job security today. Okay, but let's assume they can work for 40 years, you know, 40 to 50 hours a week. And when they're ready to retire, they wake up one day and say, wait a minute, this isn't the way it was supposed to be. I wanted to have my toes in the sand and travel the beaches of the world, and I can't do it. Compared to those in network marketing who are willing to work hard, even part-time, for 3 to 5 years and be able to live your dream. And your monthly cost of doing business is a fraction of what we spend for traditional business. I mean, think about a franchise. What you have to, I mean, I just sponsored a guy who works for a man who has a spinning sign franchise. Spinning, so you know, the guys that stand on the corner spinning these signs. Okay. So I said to my new friend, Ryan, I said, so how much did he spend for that franchise? Want to guess what he spent for that spinning sign franchise?
No, how much?
$25,000.
Oh, my God.
Plus, he had to build out the building, right? He pays rent and electric and overhead. He has to pay a percentage of profits to the franchisor and hire kids to stand on the corner in the summer in 113-degree heat spinning signs. I don't know about you. That's not my dream of a business that I could enjoy, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, but life is about choices, and we really do have something for people that gives them options, even just for an additional revenue stream, because nothing is for certain anymore. The only thing we know for certain is that there's uncertainty for sure.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to make Peter a very happy man, because we're out of time, and I am definitely bringing you back, because like I said before, you are one of the most successful network marketers that I know in the business, and you are down to earth. You have just great insight, great advice. And that's the reason why I and so many others love you so much. So I really appreciate you being on with us today. And, you've definitely brightened both Peter and my day. And I want to thank you for being on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And thank you both for being friends, first and foremost. And anything I can ever do for anyone in the profession, that's my honor to do that.
Well, great information.
That's great.
We're going to be back next week on Building Fortunes Radio. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/TNMM, you'll be able to hear this again, share with your friends. And then I know George has a link on his website, thenetworkmarketingmagazine.com, and for Sandy Cohen and her husband, Ed. And Ed's just a really nice guy. Ed's just a really great guy. So we just love Ed as well. He's been really super duper supportive as well. And it's interesting to hear the stories of Ed as well. So it's just great. And Sandy's a hard worker. I mean, Sandy's one hard worker, and she's got a great group of people and a great family. And I can't sing her praises that much more. So if you are looking to work with, if you say to yourself, man, I just wish I can get in touch with this gal to be able to work with her. Sandy, how would people get in touch with you?
Okay, well, let me give you my cell phone, obviously. That's the easiest way, which is area code 602-363-7801. That's 602-363-7801. And I would love to just mention Peter or George, and we can even schedule a 30-minute complimentary get-to-know-you kind of thing and see if there's anything that I can help in anything that you have a question about. It'd be my pleasure to do that.
Excellent. That's okay,
awesome.
Perfect.
Okay.
So again, for those people that are probably scrambling and finally getting a pen and paper, Sandy, what's your cell phone number one more time?
Okay, it's area code 602-363-7801. 602. I'll talk like Peter really fast. 602-363-7801, and I love you, Peter.
Catch you later. Thanks for being here. And thanks, George, for getting Sandy here. I'd love to talk to Sandy. We'll catch you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. So
bye,
long, everyone.
Everybody.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.